This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Last month, volunteers from North Carolina and across the country gave free dental treatment to refugees near Turkey's border with Syria. The trip had been organized by Dia Bereket, one of the three young Muslim Americans killed in Chapel Hill this year. After Dia, Yusur Abu Salha and Razan Abu Salha were fatally shot, Project Refugee Smiles received more than $500,000 in donations. And the group of volunteers treated more than 700 people. Reporter Jorge Valencia traveled to southern Turkey and met some of those patients.
Hello.
I'm sitting in line at the Refugee Smiles Clinic.
Hello, I'm Hassan.
And I've just handed my microphone to an 8-year-old named Hassan. His smile is almost as big as his face.
Keep Halakam.
Alhamdulillah.
He says he's doing well, thank you. But he's here to have his teeth checked out. He tells my interpreter that he hasn't been drinking his milk and has been eating too much chocolate. He's a sweet kid, but his aunt Amal tells us a dark story. Hussein's father, Ahmed, was a taxi driver in Aleppo, Syria's second biggest city. Amal says Ahmed would drive freely between areas controlled by the government and areas controlled by rebels. 3 years ago, someone pulled Ahmed out of his cab and shot him in the head. Now, Hussein, his brother, his mom, and his aunt live together in Turkey. Most patients Dia Bereket would have helped are like Hussein, Syrian children who have witnessed or been impacted by violence. There are many of them here in Reyhanlı, which, like many Turkish cities along the border, has more than doubled in population. Since 2011, more than 2 million Syrians have entered Turkey. Here on the second floor of the Al Salam School, dentists set up 8 dental chairs, which they bought with proceeds from Dia Bereket's Project Refugee Smiles fundraiser. A poster with silhouette drawings of Dia, Yusur, and Razan overlooks the room. Mohamed Al-Nahas, a Syrian-American dentist from Florida, runs the clinic and 23 other ones that help displaced Syrians.
I mean, sometimes when you go on a trip, you forget to brush your teeth yourself. They are under so much stress, the last thing they think about is their teeth. They think about them only when they hurt.
Back in line, I meet another patient.
Okay, my name is Mohammed Omar and I am an English teacher.
Omar used to teach a K-12 school in Aleppo. He was still in university himself when his first class graduated.
I was a studying master. They are studying first year English department at the same time. So I was very proud of them.
Omar was one of the school's main administrators when bombs started blowing up across the city in 2012. There was fighting between the military and at least a half dozen groups, including democratic fighters, political opponents, and religious extremists. One estimate says at least 22,000 people have been killed in the province. It was in 2013 that Omar's school was bombed. He still has a video of it on his cell phone.
So what were people saying?
The people are saying that this is the girl, we want blankets in order to cover her her body, and just hurry up because another warplane is in the sky.
The body of the girl in the video is entirely blackened and charred, burned beyond recognition.
The first time, I don't know her. And even her family don't know her.
Omar says the girl was Wissam. She was 19, and she was an international baccalaureate student. Omar says Wissam and 11 of her classmates were killed with napalm. Many more suffered severe burns. Now, Omar is trying to move on. He says he's engaged, and he wants to get married and leave Turkey with his wife.
I want to speak English like native speakers also. I want to visit native speakers and live with them. And start a new life in order just to forget the sad memories.
Omar is doing better than most refugees. He has a job teaching, a place to live, and at least today, he'll get to see a dentist. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Support for that report came from the International Center for Journalists, sponsored by the Ford Foundation.